My friends, a lot of us get discouraged and defeated in life and depressed with our circumstances and our problems and relationships with people and forget that the antidote to that is praise. It's praise. A lot of us are lacking in joy, not because of a temperament that's prone towards being pessimistic, but we are lacking in joy because we do not focus on the Lord and we do not praise Him. A lot of people try to blame it on temperament or personality traits. The Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. The Hebrew says, make Him the joy of your heart and He'll give you everything you desire. Is the Lord that to you? Is the Lord your joy and your strength?
Is Hope for Today. A blessing to have you with us as we start a new week, continuing our series on the attributes of God. When life starts caving in, this world has a list ready for us. You can pop a pill, numb out, engage in some deep breathing, stare at a screen, or maybe scroll down a screen, chase a distraction, and call it all peace. But God's Word points us in a very different direction. Not to escape, but to praise. Not to run from fire, but to lift up the name of the Lord right in the middle of it. Today, Bible teacher David Hawking begins a message called The Praise of God. Using selected passages of Scripture, David's going to show us how praise can carry the child of God through life's toughest times. Stay with us. We're about to go to the Word of God and see why praise is not a side issue. It's a lifeline. Stay tuned. And just before today's lesson, we want to remind you that the sermon notes and outlines for David's Attributes of God series, our current radio series again, these sermon notes and outlines are available, the complete collection for all of the messages for the entire series, just $10. They're going to help you follow along the teaching more closely on radio, hold on to key scriptures, and go back later to study the biblical truths you'll learn in the future. Maybe share them with somebody else. The Attributes of God radio series sermon notes are a simple way to keep these Bible lessons in front of you and get the most out of the series. To order, visit davidhawking.org. That's David, HOCKING.org. Or call us at 800-75-BIBLE in the U.S., 888-75-BIBLE in Canada. Here's David.
Psalm 150, the last psalm of this hymn book of Israel, a praise book, the last psalm. Our subject today, the praise of God. Psalm 150. We want to speak about what it means to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was sitting in an orchestra right in front of it, waiting to go out and say a few comments, not realizing that I was right in front of the gentleman who played the cymbals. The first time he clashed those babies over my head, I thought I was going home to be with the Lord. Little did I realize that all through that number, he would continue to smash those things. And I'll tell you, I had a headache for a week. And then I read this verse, not only does God want to be praised with loud cymbals, He says with high-sounding cymbals. God's into noise, and He likes it loud. And in a day where it seems like just a moment to have a little quiet is such a relief, it's important to remember that God likes noise, lots of it. How reluctant we are to praise Him, sometimes embarrassed, hesitant, whatever, don't want to make a fool of ourselves. I'd rather be a fool for Jesus' sake. How about you? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Father, thank you so much for this time, and God, I pray that in these few moments together, you will help us by examining the Word of God to know what it means to praise you, and may out of our hearts come a tremendous volume of praise to your name. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things that you are and do, and I pray that those in our audience who really are not sure of their own relationship with you will understand that you are the God who alone is worthy to be praised. That we need to come through your Son, Jesus Christ. For the Bible says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to you except through him. Help us, Lord, to learn that, to apply it, to believe it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What does it mean to praise the Lord? Turn to Psalm 34 and get your Bible handy. We're going to turn to a lot of verses, and most of them will be in the Psalms. Psalm 34. What does it mean to praise the Lord? The praise of God, first of all, means that we exalt him. We exalt him. You cannot exalt him too much. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let's say verse 3 together again. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Turn to Psalm 108, verse 5. When you say praise God, you mean exalt him. You cannot put him too high. He is the most high above all. In Psalm 108, verse 5, it says, be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. No one really, folks, deserves to be mentioned in the same sentence with him. We are to exalt the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 28. Psalm 118, verse 28. You are my God, the psalmist says, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Praise, exaltation, parallel words. What does it mean to praise God? It means to exalt him. Notice the psalmist indicates a personal relationship with him is necessary. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. No one here is going to really praise and exalt the Lord without a personal relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's so important to understand. It means we exalt him. Turn, please, to Psalm 66. The second thing we mean when we say praise the Lord is not only that we exalt him, but that we also worship him. We worship him. Psalm 66. Jesus, by the way, said in John chapter 4 that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in the realm of spirit and in the realm of the truth. It's God's word gives us the content of worship, and it's inside, not outside, where true worship takes place. You could come here, go through all emotions of being in a, quote, worship service, and actually not ever once worship the Lord. It means we worship him. Psalm 66, verse 1. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. The Hebrew word worship, shakah, its primary meaning is to bow down. I think there's very little of worship going on in many, many hearts. God wants submission to him. Turn to Psalm 138, please. When we worship the Lord, there's a submission in our hearts that says, not my will, but thine be done. It is good that we physically get on our knees at times to remind ourselves that the primary meaning of worship is to bow down, is to get on one's knees. In Psalm 138, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I'll sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. What does it mean to praise God? It means we exalt him, and it means we worship him. Turn, please, to Psalm chapter 5. The third thing that it means when we say praise the Lord is not only that we exalt him and we worship him, but that we rejoice in him. That we rejoice in him. Psalm chapter 5, please, verse 11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Turn to chapter 9, please, and look at verse 1 and 2. My friends, a lot of us get discouraged and defeated in life and depressed with our circumstances and our problems and relationships with people and forget that the antidote to that is praise. It's praise. A lot of us are lacking in joy, not because of a temperament that's prone towards being pessimistic, but we are lacking in joy because we do not focus on the Lord and we do not praise Him. A lot of people try to blame it on temperament or personality traits. I don't know if you've ever met somebody who's really up, I mean, all the time. I mean, they seem like they're up every single day of their life. I mean, you pray that they go down, you know what I mean? I mean, it irritates you that they're so up. And then you meet somebody who's down. I mean, down, 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 down. They're so low. I mean, it's unbelievable. They drag on the floor. And you want to do something to pump them up. Listen, it doesn't matter what your personality traits are, what your struggles are, what your discouragements are, what your difficulties are. Everyone is to praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And when we praise God, it means we rejoice in Him. Psalm 9:1 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I'll be glad and rejoice in you. And I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Turn to chapter 33, please, and look at verse 21. Do you rejoice in the Lord? Are you joyful in Him? Does the sheer mention of the name of the Lord and His attributes give you praise inside, give you joy? Do you rejoice in the Lord? Paul wrote to the Philippian church who had a personal problem between a couple of ladies that resulted in a very difficult division in the church. And he said in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Do you get the idea we're supposed to be happy in the Lord? Rejoice in the Lord, the Bible says. It's not easy to rejoice in your circumstances, especially when they're not to your liking. But we can always rejoice in the Lord and who He is. And Psalm 33:21 says, for our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Look at chapter 68, please, in verse 4. It's a constant theme to rejoice in the Lord. Chapter 68 and verse 4. Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds by His name Yah or Yahweh and rejoice before Him. The Bible says in His presence there's fullness of joy, and at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord constantly. And you will not find a lot of joy in life when you leave the Lord out, but you will find much joy when you center it on who He is and what He can do. Turn to Psalm 149. Psalm 149. We are to rejoice in the Lord. Look at the opening three verses. Talk about joy and rejoicing. Psalm 149, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name with the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. What beautiful words. Do you rejoice in the Lord, your Maker? Do you praise His wonderful name? Are you going bonkers for Him? That's my translation of dance. I heard one pastor recently on the radio say, let them praise His name with choreography. I think he had trouble with the word dance. Modern dances don't have much to praise the Lord, that's for sure. But let me tell you, the dance where an individual is praising the Lord is a word that's referring to him leaping around and literally going bonkers. He's so happy. Does the Lord do that to you? The Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. The Hebrew says, make Him the joy of your heart, and He'll give you everything you desire. Is the Lord that to you? Is the Lord your joy and your strength? What does it mean to praise God? Exalt Him, worship Him, rejoice in Him. Back to Psalm 34, please. The fourth thing it means when we say praise the Lord, it means that we boast in Him. The Bible tells us not to boast in man. Tells us not even to boast in tomorrow as though you think you know what's going to take place. The Bible says to boast in the Lord. In Psalm 34, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Look at chapter 44, please. Chapter 44, verse 8. boasting in the Lord. Several years ago, I was walking through the Sunday school halls on a Sunday morning, and there were two little kids, maybe preschool, maybe kindergarten at best, and they were having a fight. You know, at church and Sunday school, it does happen. Anyway, these two kids were going at it, and when I walked up to try to intervene, the only thing I heard was this little kid shouted, it was like the final word, and a kid said, "My God's bigger than your God!" You know, as though he was supposed to panic now or something. But I listened to that, and I thought, hey, that is terrific. That's true, isn't it? My God is bigger than anyone and anything. My soul shall boast in the Lord. Do you boast in the Lord? In Psalm 44, verse 8, it says, "In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever." Again, the parallel statement showing the meaning of praise. In God we boast all day long. When somebody says something that you know the Bible contradicts and that God can really do it, you ought to speak up and boast in the Lord. Hey, my God can do that. It says so in the Bible. God can do anything. A lot of us are so miserable in our praise that we're questioning everything as though God can't do it because he hasn't done it in my eyesight or in my experience. Listen, God can do anything. Carol and I were in Yakima, Washington. We spoke at a conference there, and a dear husband brought his wife up in a wheelchair. Because of a very terminal disease in her life, she's crumpled all up and she can't walk and she's in this wheelchair. And he asked if I would pray for her that she would be healed. And I gave him a little bit from the Word of God on healing and said I'd pray for her, but certainly not me because I don't have that power. But I'd have a number of people pray along with me so we'd be sure that we give God all the glory. He said, well, that's what we want. And so we prayed for this dear lady, and she's all crumpled up in this wheelchair. And it was kind of a pitiful thing, and you wanted to be compassionate. And so we prayed that God, if it was going to honor him and praise him, and he wanted to do it in his sovereignty to heal her. We didn't think much about it. The next morning, Carol and I flew out of Yakima and came home. I haven't thought really anything about it since then. And this last week, we were in Yakima, Washington. And I no sooner walked out to greet the audience before the meeting started, and this gal came running up to me and threw her arms around me, embarrassed me a little bit. I said, "Do I know you?" You know, she said, "I'm the girl that was in the wheelchair that you prayed for last March." She said, "To God be the glory, God healed me, and I walk." You know, I could hardly believe, "Are you sure you're the right one?" She said, "Yeah," I couldn't believe it. So I introduced her to the whole audience, and they all knew about it. And what a testimony of praise to the Lord, boasting in God. I was surprised that God healed her, which shows you what gift I don't have. But you understand, folks, we boast in God and what God can do, and he can do anything. And some of us have not learned that. That's why we're weak in praise. Praise the Lord means that we boast in him. Number 5, turn to Psalm 18. It not only means we exalt him, we worship him, we rejoice in him, we boast in him, but you know what it means to praise God? It means we give thanks to him. We give thanks to him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that in everything we are to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. When the Bible speaks about the Spirit-filled life in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, commanding us to be filled with the Spirit, it says in verse 20 that we are to give thanks for all things. When you are filled with the Spirit, there's a constant spirit of gratefulness, of gratitude in your heart. In Psalm 18:49, "Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, the nations, and sing praises to your name." Now, some believe that from a Jewish point of view, it's referring to everybody else, and we will praise the Lord among all of them, and to declare his works among them. But technically, folks, that's a term referring to the fact that all these people don't know the Lord. We would say the pagans out there. And how interesting, because a lot of us are stone dead silent in front of the pagans. We won't even thank God for our food if everybody at the table's an unbeliever. Hey, that ought to turn you on for God. That ought to turn you on for God to give thanks. Don't ever let that happen. You say, well, what do you do? I mean, all these guys I work with, I mean, they're not Christians. Why should I, you know, embarrass myself? I'll just pray silently. Hey, no, use it as an opportunity. Say to them, hey, I'm going to pray for my meal if you guys don't mind. Somebody ought to. And pray and thank God right in their presence. Bow your head. You know what I found? I found unbelievers are a lot sweeter and kinder than some believers on this issue. Most of them, I think, fear that God's going to zap them. They immediately bow their head. Give thanks to the Lord, even among all the nations and the pagans. Let them know that there isn't anything that happens to you in your life that you aren't praising God for.
Well, that's David Hawking with some powerful words of comfort and encouragement here on Hope for Today. David will be back in just a bit to close out our time in the Word, so stay right there. First, Matt's here, and we're going to share a few home Bible study resources with you.
In Psalms 86, 8 through 10, we see the majesty of our God. The psalmist states, "Thou art God alone."
Oh, what a great passage that is, Matt. And folks are asking this question, why do we have confidence that the God of the Bible is the only true God? Are all religions just worshiping the same God?
Do we have an accurate understanding of God? What might we be missing?
Yeah. This month, we're featuring The God of the Bible by David Hawking. In this essential and powerful study, David tackles questions we've mentioned and so much more.
The God of the Bible is just $20, and it's a perfect companion resource to our current radio series.
Speaking of which, we're making this radio series, the current series, The Attributes of God, available for $20 on MP3 CD.
Everything you'll hear in this series from start to finish, and some extra material we won't have time to include.
16 audio messages. And Matt, we take 2 to 3 days on radio, as you know, per message. And the MP3 set will save and preserve it all for your encouragement in the years to come.
Get the Attributes of God radio series on MP3 and share it with a friend or use it in a Bible study.
And again, it's just $20.
And you can also add my dad's original sermon notes for the series, just $10.
And these are David's original sermon notes and outlines for each message in the Attributes of God series.
So helpful as you listen, review, or share these faith-building lessons with others.
To get your copy of any of these resources, visit davidhawking.org or call us at 800-75-BIBLE. That's in the U.S. If you're listening in Canada, 888-75-BIBLE. And Bible by the numbers 24253. And please do remember, we would be honored to pray for you. Prayer is, it's not a last resort for the child of God. It's a lifeline, as we talked about earlier in the program. When your heart's heavy, when the road is hard, when you don't know what to do next, and that may be where you're at right now, listen, you can call upon the Lord. He hears, He knows, He cares. And what a privilege it is to bring our burdens, our fears, and our questions and our needs to the God of grace anytime. So if there's something we can pray about for you, reach out to us. It would be a joy and a privilege to lift your request, your need, before the Lord. And we would also ask you to pray for us as a ministry. Pray that God would continue to open doors, provide the needed support, and use Hope for Today to strengthen believers and reach people with the truth of His Word. And as you contact us, would you prayerfully consider supporting Hope for Today with a donation, as God might provide and direct for you to do? Your gifts help keep this broadcast on the air and help us continue declaring the truth of God's Word without compromise. They help us provide strong Bible teaching and resources to people who need to hear the Word of God. To give by mail in the U.S., write to Hope for Today, Box 3927, Tustin, California, 92781. In Canada, write to Hope for Today, Box 15011, RPO, Seven Oaks, Abbotsford, B.C., V2S8P1. You can also make a donation by phone at 875-BIBLE in the U.S., 888-75-BIBLE in Canada, and of course online at davidhawking.org. And here's David with his closing words.
If you think about what we believers need to do on a daily basis, one of the things that's pretty clear is to praise the Lord. The Bible teaches us, especially in the Psalms, which is the worship and praise book of Israel, and says over and over again to praise the Lord. And one of the passages that I enjoy is Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And the chapter ends with, praise ye the Lord. interesting that many of the Psalms begin with that, praise ye the Lord. We really need to speak well of him, which probably is the meaning of bless the Lord, O my soul. To speak well of God and his attributes and his abilities, to praise him for whatever happens in your life. Psalm 111 says, praise ye the Lord, I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. So when you're with God's people, just let it rip. Come out of your heart. Praise him. We have so much to be thankful for. And it's connected with the fear of the Lord, our last study, where it tells us, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Well, right before that, it says, praise ye the Lord. God bless you.
Now, tomorrow we'll return with day two of David's message, the praise of God. In a world that looks everywhere else for relief, David's taking us back to the Word of God to show us why praise is not a distraction. It is a response to who God is. Amen. Well, we'll see you right here on Hope for Today.